This is the Year of Prayer podcast from the Christian Heritage Center at Stonyhurst. Join us as we explore the depths of the church's tradition and reflect on the nature of prayer throughout 2024, designated by the Holy Father as a year of prayer. Prayer is ordered not only to our own personal good, but for the good of our neighbors. For this reason, the central part of the Mass has the people ask that the sacrifice might be acceptable to God for our good and the good of all His Holy Church. The graces which flow from the Mass can extend to all people, and are meant to bring everyone, from the holiest saint to the most unrepentant sinner, into communion with God. The story of Saint Maria Goretti is a most remarkable example of how the effects of prayer can extend to even one who, in one moment of life, might have been seen as an enemy of Christ and his gospel. The third of seven children, Maria was devoutly dedicated to the Lord, living with her family in an impoverished conditions. When she was nine, her father died, forcing the family to live in a shared house with the Serinelli family. On 5 July 1902, one of the Serinelli sons, the troubled 19-year-old Alessandro, took a lustful liking to the young Maria. In a moment when they were alone at the house, Alessandro threatened to stab Maria if she did not submit to his advances. She refused, warning Alessandro of his mortal sin. Still, the young man persisted, attempting to force himself on her, choking her as she resisted with all her might. Finally, in a fit of rage, Alessandro stabbed Maria 14 times. Maria, gravely wounded, reached for the door, but Alessandro stabbed her 3 more times. Maria was rushed to the hospital, and Alessandro was arrested. She survived incredibly for a day, with the surgeons amazed that she had not succumbed to so many wounds to her heart and lungs. However, her resistance was only temporary. She breathed her last on 6 July, but not before pronouncing, "I forgive Alessandro Serinelli, and I want him with me in heaven forever." Instead of a life sentence, the court imposed a 30-year sentence, acknowledging Alessandro's harsh upbringing and consequent mental illness. He was unrepentant for 3 years until a bishop visited him. After this visit, he wrote to the bishop, saying how Maria appeared to him in a dream, in which she gave him white lilies which burned in his hand. From that day, Alessandro repented of the murder. He was released after 27 years, whereupon he immediately sought out Maria's mother and begged her forgiveness. She responded, "If my daughter can forgive him, who am I to withhold forgiveness?" In 1947, Pius XII beatified Maria, and after a rapid canonization process, raised her to the altars in 1950. Her canonization mass is remarkable in that not only the parents of the martyr were present, but also her murderer. Alessandro Serinelli, now a lay brother of the Capuchin Franciscans, joined the throng of Christian faithful, praising God for the gift of Maria's example. Christ taught us to love our enemies, and Maria Goretti followed this commandment perfectly. May we also pray for those who wrong us, that they too might return to the loving embrace of God. Thank you for listening to the Year of Prayer podcast from the CHC at Stonyhurst. Please visit our Year of Prayer webpage at christianheritagecenter.com/year-of-prayer. Where you can access all our Year of Prayer material and also subscribe to our Year of Prayer email list. The music heard on this podcast is Sacerdotes Domini by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, performed by Harry Christopher's 16 in the album Palestrina, Volume 8.